This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue studying the conversation skills of the Master Communicator, Jesus Christ, let's consider another skill, partial and progressive communication. In John 16:1-4, Jesus closes his upper room discourse. "All this I have told you so that you will not go astray." Then he shared some of the dire challenges they will face for following Jesus. He continues, "I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you." At first it was just, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." Then it was building a team so they can learn how to work together. Then it was teaching them line upon line, precept upon precept. When they failed, he corrected them and reinforced what he had said before. They were given assignments and responsibilities, and then they had time to debrief. They didn't get it all, but he was filling the database of their knowledge and experience. The upper room discourse was a summary of what had already been given to them. He had been with them so they could always consult him. Now Jesus was preparing them for when he would not be with them following his death, resurrection, and ascension. Jesus knew the scary prospect of his not being there with them, but his physical absence was necessary. He told them they would face persecution and martyrdom, but they would not face it alone. He promised them the presence and ministry of the Holy Spirit. More on this in our next visit. And if you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.